On our reality check today, we talk more about that disturbance at the Hilo jailhouse. Honolulu Civil Beats politics and opinion editor Chad Blair on the line today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, you've got a couple of stories by your reporter, Kevin Dayton, about the public safety.
Right, and Kevin can't be here today. I'm sorry about that. He's actually covering the Council on Revenue's report on the latest revenue projections. But, of course, he's a Hilo boy and is reporting from there, and he has information about what happened at the jail, building on what the mayor said earlier. So it was inmates in the A wing of a housing unit there at the Hilo jail, and they set fire and set fires and barricaded doors. That was on Tuesday. The formal name is the Hawaii Community Correctional Center, of course. And this is the fourth outbreak at a facility for prisons or jails in the state within the last month. The other three were two at OCCC here on Oahu and another one at Maui Community Maui, the jail on Maui as well. So this is an alarming trend. As the mayor said, we're not quite sure exactly what happened, but he alluded to frustration and anger. We don't have any indication that it's COVID directly that inspired, but some sort of confrontation. But there does appear to have been a fight that might have triggered a riot. And I use that word riot with quotation marks, by the way. That's how Kevin puts it in his story. But clearly fires and barricading doors is a serious situation.
Right. But, you know, we hadn't seen many of those prior to COVID. So you just got to imagine that there's some stress.
connection. And, of course, what's happened at OCCC is terrible. It's really the hottest outbreak area in the state when it comes to the situation with COVID. And, of course, there was another development, and I can add more about the Hilo jail, but maybe this is a good time to mention Kevin's other story on our jails and prisons that is on our website today. And that's the governor actually appointing the person who's currently the paroling authority chairman, Fred Hyun, to actually be the special master over the Department of Public Safety. And, of course, DPS oversees the jails and the prisons, the sheriff's division as well. And why is that so important? Well, Nolan Espinda, as we all know, is now stepping down. He's currently on leave, will be officially stepping down shortly from that job. And, of course, Espinda had come under serious fire, particularly from two of the unions whose employees work in the jails and prisons, that the situation has been mishandled. And that's a serious concern that Mr. Hyun will be looking into.
Right. And public safety has been under a lot of pressure. Lots of community groups concerned about if there is an outbreak there, that it will just spread like wildfire. And we are seeing all these positive cases of COVID at those facilities.
Right. And of course, earlier you were talking, Mayor Kim, about what's going on with the nursing facility, the senior home there in Hilo 2. Remember that, boy, I don't know how many times Civil Beat has reported on the problems with overcrowding in our jails and prisons, particularly OCCC. But the same is that the case with HCCC, the Hilo jail. There has been overcrowding in that facility for years. We can tell you, by the way, that investigation is ongoing. They are evaluating the health status of the staff and the inmates. They're assessing the damages being done. At least 25 inmates are to be questioned, and if they're found guilty, they will be facing criminal administrative charges. And also from Kevin's reporting, there was actually an evacuation of some of the facility, and they had to shut down the surrounding streets there. But this goes to the core question that has been the core issue, really, that has been confronting us with our jails and prisons for decades. We have too many people in there. The facilities, many of them are too old. They are just not modern. You have, in some cases, three people to a cell. And boy, talk about, being conducive to spreading COVID. It's just a very difficult situation.
Yes, you know, we've covered many a hearing, you and I, about that overcrowding situation, you know, three where there really should be, you know, two in a cell. So, yeah, it's not a good situation. You don't want federal oversight. You don't want the feds to come in because of civil rights issues. So something's got to get done.
Right. And just to add, nor do you want just to cover up the issue that's happening now. And we are hopeful, many advocates for prison reform, criminal justice reform, is that something will come out of the special master watching the prisons and jails, I can tell you, another nod to Mayor Kim, yes, the media will be there and we will be providing as much transparency and reporting as we can. Nice to hear a public official say something nice about the media, huh, Catherine?
Yes, all right. We're not the enemy. All right.
No, we are not the enemy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Politics and Opinion Editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read Kevin Dayton's stories, visit civilbeat.org.